Brown, who became a national Republican star with his upset victory in the 2010 special election for Senate in Massachusetts, then lost to Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren last year, has decided to sit out this year's Senate campaign. Brown said in a statement that his competitive instincts had led him to consider running, but he said the prospect of returning to a Congress more partisan than when he left was not the best way for him to continue in public service. Donald Humison, a Republican state representative from Westfield who's a friend of Brown's, said he was surprised by the decision.
Well, I was. I was disappointed when I got the news. But again, I understand the reason. I mean, this would have been the third bruising Senate campaign in 4 years. So I can understand why any one man, any one candidate, any one family wouldn't want to put themselves through that time after time after time.
Brown, in his statement, gave no clue about his future plans.
Scott Brown has a very bright future in Republican politics, and in both, you know, statewide and even nationwide. It's really up to Scott. He's a good candidate. He connects well with the people.
For the Republicans who had hoped to pick up a seat in the Senate with the resignation of John Kerry to become Secretary of State, it's on to Plan B now, according to Tim Versalotti, political science professor at Western New England University.
Even the Republican Party will admit, because of the Democrats' dominance in races for the State House and Senate, for example, it has been a period where it's been difficult for the Republican Party to build a deep bench, no doubt about it.
Names being mentioned as possible Republican candidates include former Governor William Weld, who recently moved back to Massachusetts from New York, also former Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healy, and former state senator and recently defeated congressional candidate Richard Tesei. Democratic Congressman Ed Markey now appears to be the front-runner in the Senate campaign. Springfield-based political consultant Tony Signoli says Markey has already lined up key endorsements from the party establishment, and he has money.
It's arguable that Ed Markey is able to raise tens of millions of dollars nationally if necessary, not just from Democrats that want to see the seat go Democratic, but Markey's strong relationships within the environmental community and the energy community are national.
Markey will face a challenge in the Democratic primary from fellow Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch.
Markey and Lynch are juxtaposed on several key issues which will make this a definitive race, you know, especially, for example, on some women's issues. Lynch is pro-life. Markey is pro-choice. You'll see some real slugging it out there in on those particular issues.
Brown's announcement capped a tumultuous week in Massachusetts politics. It began Tuesday when the U.S. Senate voted to confirm Kerry's appointment as Secretary of State. On Wednesday, Governor Deval Patrick named his former chief of staff, William Mo Cowan, to be the interim senator until the special election on June 25th. Lynch announced his candidacy on Thursday. I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.